In the rubrics for this Mass in the Roman Missal, the book that has all the prayers for the Mass, rubric number 22 says, after the Gospel, a brief homily should be given. This is the only time in the entire liturgical year that it describes a homily as brief, right? So I will try to follow that rule and give a brief homily. Just a couple of days ago, one of the kids in the school asked me, Father, why do we have on Palm Sunday, why do we have the reading of the Lord's Passion? Why do we have this celebration of the palms and the right entry? So it's like reminiscing of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, but then we have the Passion Sunday. And then just a couple of days later on Good Friday, when Jesus actually died, we have the story of the Passion. Well, I think the answer to that question is a really good question. The answer to that question is kind of like if you've ever gone to a symphony or opera or a play, musical of some sort. They have the overture at the beginning of the play. Like before the actors come on stage, before anything, they come out and they play little bits and pieces of each of the songs that are going to be played throughout the rest of the opera. And a lot of people will think, oh, the overture, that's no big deal, we can miss it, doesn't. But the overture is actually very important. It's not just something that you can just cut off and say, ah, forget it. It has an integral role in an opera or a play. It sets the stage. It sets the tone. It allows you to know before you even get there what's coming up. That's why we read this gospel, the Gospel of the Passion today. This is the overture for Holy Week, the holiest week of the year. This sets the tone for the rest of the week. What are we supposed to be focusing on? A few years ago, several years ago, Pope Benedict gave a homily on Palm Sunday. And he talked about specifically this being the day that we make our decision, that we make our choice to follow Jesus Christ. That when we have these palm branches, I mean, what's the point of having leaves? And why did they lay down their coats on the ground so Jesus could ride the donkey over them? What's the whole point? Pope Benedict said it's not just a matter of tradition, or it's not just a matter of not getting the donkey's hooves dirty. But there's a special spiritual significance that applies to us. We are supposed to lay down our lives. Our souls are supposed to pave the way to welcome Jesus in. Today is a choice we decide. We choose to welcome Christ. And there are two very distinct choices. Are we in the crowd that says, Hosanna to the Son of David? Or are we in the crowd that says, crucify him? That's the choice that's set before us. 900 years ago, St. Clara of Assisi, when she decided to join a convent and to give her life to Christ, she chose today, Palm Sunday. She cut off her hair, put on a habit, and became the first of the Poor Clares. She made that choice today. It's that fork in the road. The church offers us, and it's re-echoed throughout the rest of this week. Being a Christian takes a choice, an act of the will. I heard a priest one time, people would ask him, Father, so when did you decide to be a priest? He would respond, this morning. When did you decide to be a baptized Christian, to live your faith? This morning. When did you decide to be married? This morning. That's the choice we have before us. And this week, the holiest of weeks, if we don't have some sort of plans in the work to make this week different, if there's nothing on your calendar, if there's nothing to make this week different than the rest of the weeks of the year, you're doing something wrong. That's why the church has special liturgies throughout this week. On Good Friday and Thursday, the evening, the Passion of the Lord's, or the Mass of the Lord's Supper, and the Easter Vigil. This week is supposed to be different. And so, to that end, I invite you, or I challenge you, make this week different. One way you can do that, unplug the television. Get off of the stuff that keeps you busy. Maybe not even read the newspaper for a week. Don't look at Facebook. Don't look at Instagram. To focus specifically on matters of the faith. And instead, use that time to pray. Use that time to read the scripture together as a family. Here's a challenge. Read all four gospel accounts of the Passion. You can learn a tremendous deal just by that. Today we, and I'll even let you off the hook with Matthew, because we read Matthew's gospel today, right? So that only leaves three, and Mark's is really short. But think about how each of the gospel writers tell us something different about the Passion. John has Mary there at the foot of the cross, and Jesus giving Mary to us as our mother. What does that tell us? How can we make this choice to lay down our lives, to invite Jesus to be with us, to make that choice to be, to follow him, and to be with the crowd that says, Hosanna in the highest, and not that says, crucify him?